Back in 1996, David Kaczynski, a sensitive and reflective social worker living in Albany, New York, faced an agonizing choice. At his wife's prompting, David had come to suspect something terrible. After analyzing the clues, he concluded it was probable that his estranged older brother Ted was the Unabomber, a domestic terrorist who had killed 3 people and injured 23 others. U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno, April 4, 1996.
On Wednesday, agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the Postal Inspection Service began executing a search warrant at the residence of Theodore John Kaczynski near Lincoln, Montana.
Ted Kaczynski, an unkempt hermit and Harvard-educated mathematician, was apprehended at his isolated one-room cabin. Agents found a live bomb in his bed and materials for building others. As chronicled in David Kaczynski's recent memoir, Every Last Tie, he felt an obligation to turn Ted in, to prevent the Unabomber from harming others. But David also knew that by tipping off the authorities, Ted would be subject to the death penalty, a punishment David opposed on principle. And he resented that federal officials had violated an agreement to keep his role as the informant confidential.
It was not in any sense helping me to be angry and to express anger toward the government. There was only one thing that could really help me, and that was to feel compassion for other people, the lives that my brother had taken, the people he had hurt, and their family members. And in truth, I believe that's really true, that when a person experiences a depth of grief or suffering at an emotional level, the best thing that they can do is to feel compassion for others. That was my experience.
It gets you out of yourself.
It gets you out of yourself, and you realize you have a place in a much, much larger world. And in fact, we are all interconnected, and now no one's life is all that much more important than anyone else's, even though we love them more.
David Kaczynski came to his beliefs in part through a heartfelt commitment to the peaceable practice of Buddhism. When we met for this interview, he was completing a stint at a Tibetan monastery in Woodstock, New York, where he served as executive director. About to enter retirement, David Kaczynski looked back on his at times painful odyssey.
You know, here I am, I'm suddenly the brother of a notorious serial killer. I'm also the guy who turned in his brother. Who's going to understand this? This is going to feel somewhere between repulsive and exotic and strange. And yet, for the most part, people I worked with, people I was friends with, kind of rushed to our sides, you know. Not in every case. I mean, I think there were some people that just felt a little bit afraid about it all. I mean, the media was going in talking to all of our friends and so forth. But by and large, it surprised me that there was more compassion and empathy out there in the world than I had anticipated. We ended up getting several hundred letters from people, and there were a few that were maybe strange people with some mental issues that they were connecting to this story. But by and large, all of the letters were kind letters.
Isn't that encouraging?
Yes.
That in as extreme a circumstance as this, people's love can come out.
Right. I think of some of the other families who have been involved in the news as having a loved one as the perpetrator of very high-profile crimes. Our family is in some ways fortunate because we were able to take steps. We were able to do something active to stop the violence, and in that way display that our values were not reflected by what our loved one had done. There are other families who, you never think it's going to happen in your family, whether you're on the victim's side or the offender's side. So I really feel for some of these families that are just caught up in this. We've had some contact with with some of the other families and other high-profile cases, and they're really, really hurting and probably haven't gotten the kind of thank yous or compassion that our family has experienced because they never had the opportunity to show where their values were.